Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Oh, this is so much more than a groovy Tuesday. This is a terrific Tuesday, a tumultuous Tuesday, a... Pick a word to describe it, because
the darkest,
everything's going on. Who the hell is this?
Hey, listen, I was walking by the studio here, and I didn't see anybody in here, and I thought, well, isn't it about time for the Jason J. Delmonico show or something like that? And I came in here, and here I am.
It was supposed to be the Monica J. show, and then I was going to ease into the very special guest of Jerry Evans that I have today on Evans Broadcast. But, I like to get things going.
Hang on a second. Was that one, two, or three varies?
So, welcome to the show today. And, of course, 991fmtalk.com. I'm still working on the... I find this question so important, and that is, should voters risk losing the Senate or the House to prove a point to remove do-nothing Republicans? Yes or no? So that's on 991fmtalk.com. I've been adding a lot of new stuff to my webpage, including videos that you will not see on mainstream media. But because I have this, you know, in with the boss, he lets me post all this stuff on my webpage. So go there today. And I have to ask you, Jerry, because you've been around this a little longer than I have. I was going to say a lot, but I thought a little longer than I have. What do you think about that? You know, Lou Dobbs is saying that Lindsey Graham's got to go.
And
do we do that this close?
Well, I tell you what, before I comment on that, I want to tell you something completely off topic, but you mentioned age. So I should do a contest for people to guess my age, because, now listen, this is a fact, this is the truth. My grandfather, on my dad's side, who I never met, was born during the Civil War.
Wow.
Let that sink in. My grandfather was born in 1862. My dad, by the way, is turning 88 tomorrow. So guess my age. If your grandfather was born while early into the Civil War, how old would you be today? Well, there you go. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting. I visited with him about a month or so ago, and my dad, again, personal stuff here, but my dad's dad was 70 years old when my dad was born.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was the father of my dad, the father of my father. There's a song called I Am My Own Grandpa that Dave Stamey did, but I don't know if it's something like that. But I just thought that was kind of unusual. I was driving one day, and I was thinking, wait a minute, my grandfather was born early on in the Civil War. But anyway, so what was your question again?
So, you know, these very prominent, you know, Republican conservatives.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
Lou Dobbs.
Let me jump in. I don't know how or why he jumped on that. I have not been a fan.
Because Lindsey Graham is putting a hold on the FBI investigations until after the election.
And that, again, I've repeated it and I've said it, and I don't know how or why Lindsey Graham would have anything at all to do with that. He doesn't deserve to have anything at all to do with that. He's been a really pretty bad Republican. Let's call him a McCain Republican. Remember the two best friends in the Senate, John McCain and Lindsey Graham?
He's keeping the legacy alive.
Politics was... Now, since the Kavanaugh hearings, he has been good. But as far as that goes, since when do you get elected as senator to decide whether or not people get the information that they should have in advance to influence their vote? And that's what Bill Barr and John Dunham have decided, that they will not release the findings of this investigation that's gone on about twice as long as it should have, and I'm sure it's costing us a pretty penny. They're going to decide when that information will be available to us. And again, the big conspiracy that came to me is, okay, are you doing this in the hopes that Joe Biden is elected president, and then Joe Biden can be removed from office because of the corruption. And again, then you have a president, Kamala Harris, the most liberal senator in the United States of America today. And again, if that doesn't get you running to the polls and taking your college-aged child by the ear and leading them down there and telling them how they're going to vote. I know you can't do that, but anyway, I don't know why.
Here's the problem. He has been in there for way too long, but if we lose him and we do this, we could lose the Senate.
Yeah, and I think Susan Collins, by the way, Susan Collins used to be a neighbor of mine on Linden Street in Bangor, Maine. She lived about 7 or 8 houses down. Occasionally she'd walk by. And even though I had an FM talk station in the Bangor, the big metro of Bangor, Maine, she wasn't in favor with us back then. That would have been all the way back to from 96 to about 2003 is when I lived in Bangor. And that's one person that you saw her voting no on Amy Barrett, the new Supreme Court justice. And, you know, if anybody should go, you know, it's kind of like, well, let's bring it into Dean Heller. Heller was a bad Republican.
And
but,
we lost our senator.
Yeah, yeah. So, unfortunately, sometimes you got to take those people. Some people could say the devil you know, which is the Democrat. You know how they're going to be. But I just can't stand. It's disgusting to me to hear Republicans talk and campaign like conservatives and get in there and act just as bad or worse than Democrats. It's disgusting. So sometimes I think I'll take the devil I know, but unfortunately, that's not the smartest thing to do. That's why I'm not in politics and am in radio. So what were you saying about
my opinion is you keep the devil you know, and then you work like hell the day after the election to get somebody else in their place. Don't wait until this point.
Well, to get back to your poll, I don't know how or why Lou Dobbs came up with that particular one, because there, you know, even Ben Sasse, he was a anti-Trumper, and he seems to have come around, and he certainly was good on the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. But according to Chuck Schumer, this is the darkest day. This is worse than Pearl Harbor. This is worse than 9/11. The fact that she's the Supreme Court justice, and that tells you all you need to know about our politicians in general. Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate. The darkest day in the history of our country occurred yesterday.
Did you open up a can of worms? Jerry Evans was a busboy at the Last Supper.
What?
Text in. I'm going to guess Jerry is 63. So.
Oh, that. I'm not quite that. The Last Supper, I wasn't. I read about it, but.
You weren't actually a busboy.
So,
there. Okay.
In case you just tuned in, that's because my grandfather was born in 1862. How old does that make me?
But keep in mind, your father was born when your grandfather was 70 years old.
Exactly.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah. Those are some genes.
I'd like to think that I had that much testosterone at 70, but I can tell you I already don't.
You've already got your baby making out of the way.
Yeah, but, exactly.
You know, should we actually get to a talk show here and?
Yeah, why don't we, you know, I heard about this and I was thinking just real quickly on this whole thing with these fines for Douglas County. I'm a resident of Douglas County. So the governor's office has decided to fine Douglas County for having that rally for Trump down in Minden. Mm-hmm. And so there's so
because
much.
Because they just hate Trump so much.
Well, you know, I had heard too that the that Ford, the attorney general for Nevada, was down there that day, but somebody from his office and was trying to keep people from getting down there. And Jim Settlemyer had his field plowed so people could park there and be shuttled over to the airport. But I always think this, too, about fines for name the crime. It goes to the government. Where does it go? So the state is demanding $2,950 for having that Trump rally down there. And that's
from
a penalty
Douglas County.
In Douglas County. And so how do they come up with that figure?
I don't know. But ABS Aviation is getting $2,603.
So what do they put, like 10 cents ahead or something like that? It's just stupid. And Douglas County in particular, just look at it this way. If the governor wasn't such a Gestapo governor, the businesses would be open and he'd get 10 times that revenue in a day in taxes from
it's
Douglas County sales.
It's not about being open.
Yeah.
It's about keeping everything shut down. That's what the Democrats want. That's why you see it in California, in Oregon, in Washington, in Nevada, in Wisconsin, in New York, because it's controlled by the Democrats. That's what they want. They want misery.
And again, from day one, I have called this a hoax. Obviously, and that day one, by the way, which was March 18th, it was mm-hmm. March or 16th or 17th. It was right then when Mayor Sheehy was shutting things down. Then the governor jumped in, started shutting things down, and across the United States, Democrat governor shutting things down. And I thought, how perfect is this for Joe Biden and the election? Mm-hmm. In that we're going to make the economy as bad as it can be. We're going to give Joe Biden an excuse not to go out in public and campaign. And we're going to do everything we can to make it as bad as we possibly can. Because I have a feeling that most of this garbage and this hoax will go away soon after the first of the year. It's a very serious flu. Hope you don't get it.
If you do, write it out. There are medications to help you recover from it. And the only people that should be afraid of it are people who are very old, which you're not, and people who have underlying conditions.
How old did you say I was?
I just said not very old. I didn't give a number. But that's the thing. I've had medical experts after medical experts on. This is even the CDC and the WHO, the experts with air quotes there that they rely on to shut everything down are now saying the shutdown doesn't work. The masks don't work. The numbers are wrong. It wasn't a pandemic level situation, and more people are still being killed by tuberculosis and other diseases that we see on a year-to-year basis. This is no worse than a regular flu year, and it's ridiculous. It's about control.
Yeah, and you saw that they admitted about a month ago that actual just COVID-19 deaths was under $10,000. Everything else has been, I hate the fact that they continue to quote in the Fox News, which we carry top and bottom of every hour, and when news breaks out, we break in. But I just hate this fact that they continue to use these numbers provided to them by people with an agenda. So,
yeah.
But anyway, by the way, I did the math on that. My grandfather was born 158 years ago. I don't know why I got focused on that.
I don't know why either.
Are you going to do something for my county? Because we're hurting down there, Douglas County. Got to come up with 2,950. If we divided that by 50,000 residents there, what would that cost me to help my county pay that enormous fine? Or should the county just say, pound sand? You didn't get that money from us.
Well, you know, either way, it's taxpayer money. So it's going to either go back into the coffers. And I already had John already messaged me this morning on Facebook. Where's the GoFundMe page? Is somebody going to set this up? So my producer is out of the office for a little bit. But when he comes back, we are going to start a GoFundMe page for businesses, not just Douglas County, but for businesses that have been unjustly fined. And we're going to help Douglas County out with this. We're going to help ABS Aviation because it's ridiculous. That is what is keeping businesses closed, is the fear of fines. That is what is keeping businesses doing the mandates, wearing the masks, which just takes away your identity. So this is how we fight back. Just get fined, pay the fine, whatever.
All right, good. Have fun. I'm out.
I figured you had to go do some math on your family tree. So thank you, Jerry Evans, for joining us this morning. All right, we'll be back with no more math after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Oh, please keep sharing, because I just found out I don't have to do something, and the less work I have to do or that I put on my producers, the better, because then I can focus on things like Herschel Walker coming up in the next 15 minutes. That's going to be great. Eric Trump. Yes, Eric Trump will be joining me tomorrow. We're going to have John Taffer, Bar Rescue, one of my favorite shows. We're going to have him on the show this week. So I got things to do. MAGA peaceful protests in Minden, Nevada already has a GoFundMe page. Yay! I don't have to do this. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. So let's do this. The MAGA peaceful protests in Minden has a goal set for $5,553, because that was the total amount of the fines. But we need more than that, because I hope they put this into other businesses that have been, what's a good word, terrorized by Governor Sisolak's henchmen out there to go out and do these fines against businesses that are trying to be open and, you know, let and not lose their business because they're taking away people's rights. Okay? So we will link this. I'll link this on my page in just a minute. I need a couple minutes to actually figure out how to use the computer. So I will link that on my page. But so far, they have $3,712. So we need to really bump that up. And wow, Mary, $100. Constance, $25. Anonymous, $50. Just an hour ago, Michelle, just 40 minutes ago, $25. 52 people have donated to this already. But if people just get on there and even give a dollar, we're going to max this thing out in probably by hopefully the end of the show. So let's do this. Go to GoFundMe.com. All you have to do is look for MAGA peaceful protests in Minden, Nevada. And like I said, I'm going to share this on Facebook. I'm going to share it on my Twitter. I'm going to share it anywhere I can. Because this is just, it's wrong. This governor is just a putz and a tool for the Democrat Party. This is a hoax. Doctor after doctor after doctor. Look at all these thousands of people out there. And we have not had a spike in coronavirus. Don't call the administrators. Don't call the front desk. If you know a nurse or you know anybody who works in any of the hospitals here, ask them how many people are actually admitted and in conditions with COVID. Because you keep hearing, oh, the hospitals are, you know, getting crowded again. And it's like, yeah, but it's not because of COVID-19. I just don't know how to get this across to people, because I'm not the one saying this. These are the experts that I am going with. That Dr. Fauci has a decades whole old history of lying to the American public to make money. Go look at his history with the AIDS epidemic. Look at all the experts that have come. He's a medical doctor that doesn't even practice anymore. Why is he on the stage giving all of this that, you know, now you can't have Thanksgiving, you can't have Christmas? Gavin Newsom has already banned the holidays. I'm sure that Governor Sisolak is not far behind. He's already said, oh, limit, you know, your contact and stuff. You think they're going to do that? No. This is just to keep you under control. So please, help out where you can. Because if we don't fight back, if we don't end this now by not wearing masks, by keeping our money to ourselves, because those big corporations are flourishing, make the stand. Put your foot down. Don't order anything from Amazon. Don't order anything from Walmart. Make homemade gifts for Christmas. Tell them you're going to celebrate Christmas on Valentine's Day and you're going to share the love with everybody. Because the only thing that you're doing is putting more money into the corporations' pockets that are facilitating this shutdown. Because they're the ones who are winning. They're the ones who want the middle class dependent. They're the ones who want the mom and pop shops, the small businesses gone. There you go. There you have it. We'll be back with Herschel Walker right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And let's share them. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. I'm so glad you're with me today because there is a lot going on. Wow. Amy Coney Barrett, already Justice. Justice Barrett, as of last night. That is absolutely fantastic. Fan-freaking-tastic. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. I can't believe my little fingers worked that fast, but it's there. If you log on to 991fmtalk.com, answer today's poll question while you're there. We got it flipped, actually, for you. Today's question is, have you early voted? Have you voted during early voting? Yes, I mailed my ballot in. Yes, I carried my ballot into the office. Yes, I voted in person at the polling place. Or no, I will not vote in person. Or I will vote in person on election day. Okay, so what are you doing? What are you doing? Go ahead and vote. And if you log on to that, log into my webpage, all you have to do is go into the schedule, you hit weekdays, you click on Monica J, and there it is, right there. Send Sisolak a clear message that he and his goons will not dictate what we do. And there is the link to the GoFundMe page to help out Douglas County and get some dollars in there. I want this over $5,000 before we end the show. Because like I said, Governor Sisolak will not dictate what we do. He has done it for far too long. We need everything lifted. No mandates, no masks. This is all just a bunch of BS. And like I've told you from, well, March, February, January, the riots, the everything that has gone on, it's about an election. That's what it's about. Look at what the Lincoln Project is doing now. It is disgusting what the left and what group of people want ultimate control over the citizens, no matter the color, no matter the religion, what they are doing to our president. The only man I have seen in my lifetime actually make a promise and keep it. Let's go to the phone lines, because we've got a very special guest with us right now as I continue to go on about the people that we love, our neighbors, our community, the people we work with. And it doesn't matter what color you are. The oppression that is going on right now for all of us is ridiculous. And the way that the Black community is being lied to and manipulated through the media, through politicians, through organizations like Black Lives Matter, which only certain Black Lives Matter in their opinions, because they have done nothing with the close to billion of dollars that they've collected. They've done nothing to help out Chicago, to help black on black crime, anything. You know the name, you know the man. Professional football player, bobsledder, sprinter, mixed martial arts. I could just go on and on. But he is also a personal friend of the president, and that is Herschel Walker. Herschel, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you. It was great to listen to you, and it's great to hear people tell the truth. And that's one reason I got involved, is I wanted people to know the truth. So thank you for having me on.
So have people turned against you like they've turned against 50 Cent and Ice Cube and all of these other prominent figures that have come out in support of, you know, you don't have to be friends with the president like you are, but they appreciate his plans and what he's doing.
You're exactly right, and you know what was strange. The people that know me, you know, first they know that I'm going to be honest, and they know when I say that I'm going to do something, I'm a man of my word. They know I'm going to be true to my friends, and then the people that don't know me, who have gotten in a conversation with me, they see what I'm saying, and they've changed, because a lot of people are not educated on what was going on with this president here and the lies that was being told, and they never looked it up. You know, they never looked up speeches when they said that he was racist and the certain things he said. They only heard part of their statement. They don't hear the whole statement. And I said, guys, first of all, he's not a racist. I know what a racist is. And I think, and you said it early on, they use these terms to try to distract what's really going on. And they use it a lot so people won't say anything, because the worst thing you can say to someone is call him a racist. Well, this president here has done more for the African-American community than President Obama and Biden did. And, you know, President Obama was the first black president. And I'm not saying he should have looked at any race and done anything. But if you were going to do anything, because I've heard his wife and President Obama make the statement that this country is such systemic racism. And I laughed, because I said, you're one of the most powerful men in the world. And you were in the White House for two terms. Yet you did nothing. So this world can't be so systemic racism, or you would have done anything. Otherwise, you just was a lousy president. And people hate for me to say that, but I say the truth hurts sometimes. This president here is doing things for African American, Latino American, for America itself, because he brought jobs back from China that we used to talk about. Everyone has talked about it, how China was taking all the jobs. We didn't have jobs. Well, everyone was complaining about it. This president is bringing them back. And now you hear Joe Biden on his campaign trail say, I'm going to bring jobs back. It's like, well, you're the one sending them away. Quit giving promises that you're never going to keep. And you said it earlier, this president is keeping the promises that he ran on.
You know, it's funny, Herschel, because I hear all of these prominent leaders of the black community for years and years and years, decades going back. And it was the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons that were, you know, pushing the racism. And yet it was Malcolm X who said that, you know, we're the ones who are going to be oppressed and kept down by the white liberals. And people don't see the fact that Antifa, BLM, it is all dominated with white liberals. Even Chelsea Handler
correct.
Telling 50 Cent to smarten up.
Well, and that's what's so a shame. You know, people want to continue to put you down no matter what happened. And that's what you want to say. It's almost insulting. It's insulting mm-hmm. that we have our black leaders of yesterday that continue today sometime with that same thing of racism. And it's sad, because Malcolm X said it. He said sometime in times of trouble like we're having right now, you have black leaders that try to profit from the struggles of black people. And you see that happen with the BLM. And you mentioned it earlier. BLM themselves, the creators, the founders of BLM, said that they're trained Marxists, which that mean that they don't like government, they don't like God, they don't like the nuclear family, and at the same time, they have collected billions of dollars, never gave a scholarship to an African-American, never gave a built a home for African-American, never did anything for African-Americans. They've given it to Act Blue, which is Democratic Party. They have given it to them. They gave them some money. And I said, guys, we need to wake up. And I said, all African-American, all brown American need to listen and say, guys, you look at the policy. Look at what people are doing. Don't just vote because your parents may have voted that way, because the Democratic Party of yesterday is gone. That's not the same Democratic Party that we're looking at today. These people are totally different. They're totally I love America. Right now, they're trying to change America's ways. One of the first things people ought to look at, and I'm not telling you who to believe in. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, but you can have your own religion. But they're trying to take that away from you. One of the best things I like what President Trump did when he came to office, when he said, I want to say Merry Christmas to people again. You know, people, they want to take your Merry Christmas away. Why? What is so bad about that, to say Merry Christmas to someone? You know, that's just joy to anyone, and they want to take that away from you as well.
And now you can't even smile at people, because if you do, they won't see it because of the mask that the Democrats are pushing. Herschel,
go ahead.
I was going to ask you, you're with the president. You've spoken with him. What is the next phase for the next 4 years? What is the platinum plan? Because he has even more in store to help the black community.
And you know what's so strange about that is he didn't put this plan together to pander for a vote, as you see at the Democratic Party is talking about. They talk about doing things because they're trying to pander for a vote and stuff. They're trying to scare people. Where the president put this platinum plan together, where he's talking about putting $500 billion into the African-American community, where he's going to create 3 million new jobs in the African-American community, 500,000 new black-owned businesses in the African-American community, better policing, better education, where you can have teachers and doctors and lawyers. That's what he's trying to do, is empower the African-American community rather than giving them a fish. He's trying to teach them to fish. And I said, guys, that's what we needed for a long time. That's what should have been happening a long time ago. And one of the things that people need to realize, this president, when he funded the historical black colleges and the prison reform and all those things, he didn't do it looking for nobody to vote for him. He did it because it was the right thing to do, and that's what he said. It's the right thing to do, which should have been done years ago. It should have been done during the Obama reign. It should have been done during the Bushes, during the Clinton, but it wasn't done. Well, he did it because it was the right thing to do, and that's why I said, people, we need to wake up and look at what's going on rather than try to vote because your parents voted on or listen to some news channel that now want to give you their opinion because they don't want to tell you the truth.
And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing right now, and why they are fighting so hard against this president is because he is doing good for everyone, and they're not happy with that. Herschel, what is your final thought to the listeners here in Northern Nevada of President Trump and this election?
Well, my final thought is, when you go to the polls, you got to think about America is the greatest country in the world. We're good people, all people, not one race, but all races. And the reason God put us here is he put white, black, Hispanic, Latino, Italian, Asian. He put us in one pot together. He mixed us up, and he made a beautiful world called the United States of America. Well, right now, the Democratic Party want to remove that. That's the honest truth. They want to remove the American ways. They want to move everything that this country was built on, and we cannot let that happen. I'm not fighting for just for President Trump. I'm fighting for my kids. I'm fighting for my brothers, my sisters. I'm fighting for my friends because I love America, and I'm going to fight for America. And that term, give me liberty or give me death, is what I'm fighting for right now.
Herschel Walker, we love you as well. Thank you so much for joining me today, and good luck. Please keep up the good fight and all the blessings that I have for you.
Hey, thank you, Nan. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Herschel Walker, personal friend, and just, you know, this is what has to be done. The truth. The truth has to get out, because you're listening to the media. Well, actually, not my listeners, but you're listening to mainstream media. But even when Van Jones even gets the slightest gives the slightest recognition to President Trump, he gets jumped on by his peers. So, you know, they're just looking for the attention. The CNNs, the MSNBCs, that these are not people who are telling you the truth. The truth is coming out here with people like Herschel. We'll be back with more truth right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. We've been just having a little bit of silly and a little bit of fun and a little bit of everything today. Let's go back to the phone lines because it's your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text 884-9910. Jason's on the line right now. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Mike. Is it possible when you run the Biden commercials on your show, can you give us like a warning beforehand so we can mute it so we don't have to hear that?
Well, I'm afraid that if I give you a warning, Jason, I might lose you and you'll forget to come back. So
go ahead.
How about if I give you a special Biden commercial here and see if you like this, Jason, instead? Go ahead.
It's okay. Been a tough year, so Joe Biden has vowed to roll back the Trump tax cuts. Under Joe's plan, all working Americans will pay more taxes. And that's okay, because Joe Biden will need your money to fund the cost of food, housing, tuition, and health care for illegals. And climate change?
Bingo.
Joe will end fracking, restrict big oil, and put coal plants out of business. Yes, millions of jobs will be eliminated, but most of those jobs are wrongly held by white people. Speaking of white privilege, Joe Biden only owns one small bungalow, plus four luxury homes, so he might promise to stop taking under-the-table payments from the Chinese Communist Party.
Come on. Come on, folks.
Joe gets it, and if he gets in, you are going to get it.
A message from American Patriots against the corrupt Joe Biden. He gets it, and he's coming after you.
Is that better, Jason? Should we just play that after every Biden commercial?
Yes, that would work. Because I have to turn you off when he comes on, and it's like, come on now.
See, well, just wait. Just wait a few seconds later, and then you'll hear something better. Jason, thanks for the... Go ahead.
You're talking to Eric Trump, right?
Yeah, we're going to have Eric Trump. Yeah, go ahead. No, what do you want me to ask him?
Ask him why we're not hearing any Trump? I haven't heard any really Trump things on any of the stations I listen to.
Oh, we played a Trump ad just a few moments ago. Not the one I just played, but they've started advertising. They started advertising late. I think they wanted to let, you know, Joe's message of his lies set in. Now they can come in and set the message straight, you know, and we have to because Facebook has basically banned any Trump commercials.
Yeah. Now it's a new week. The 1 week in, they're not going to see no new ads come out either.
Yeah, and we'll just keep pushing it, and we know who we're supporting. So, Jason, thanks for calling in today, and I hope you've had a little bit of fun as well. And, you know, you have to take – it's the truth. It's not just a it's not just a spot, Jason. It's absolutely the truth. And we've seen it. You know, Biden, I think, can confidently say he's not going to raise taxes or he's not going to do this because he's not going to be president. Because even if he, you know, in the slightest chance and a snowball's burning in hell is elected, it'll be by manipulation of the votes and he won't be in there. Nancy Pelosi's already looking at the 25th Amendment. She didn't bring that up for Trump. She brought that up for Biden. This the whole way was planned on being a Harris. You know, they knew that she couldn't get in there. So they partnered her with the dude, the man. Come on, man. That's why they partnered it with Biden, because that's who they wanted. But the public didn't want her. Her own constituents in the area she lives didn't want her. So this is how they're going to do it. It's about control and manipulation, and they will say and do anything to steal this election. So make sure that you get out and vote. Make sure that your family has voted, and make sure they understand what is at stake. And I'm not exaggerating when I say it's America. We'll be back right after this.